Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. John Johnson, Al Morgani, and Rhea Hughes. Be joined in just a few moments by Derek Bodner of the Daily Six newsletter. Pick his brain about the Philadelphia 76ers and what could transpire come tomorrow night in the NBA draft with the Philadelphia 76ers. They only have one selection, the 23rd overall pick in the first round. All right, there he is, joining us on the line from the Daily Six newsletter, the one and only Derek Bodner. How you doing, Derek?
Good morning. Doing great.
All right, Derek. So NBA draft, Thursday night. Rumors are flying. The Philadelphia 76ers are rumored every which way with multiple players and trading picks. So I know you're well aware. So last night, rumors are out that the Sixers are looking to trade. They're calling around, looking to trade their first-round pick and Matisse Thybulle in order to free up cap space. According to Keith Pompey, they would like to sign P.J. Tucker, 37 years of age, to a three-year deal. Derek, your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think P.J. Tucker would help them. Concern is he's 37, so a three-year deal would take him right up to 40. I would say he is probably a young 37 with the way that he played. I mean, he pretty much out-hustled and outran the entire Sixers team just a couple of weeks ago. So I think he's still got some left in the tank. It would be concerning, but pretty much any free agent contract you sign is going to be concerning. That's the nature of free agency. You have to outbid teams. I think he would be a good fit. I think he would help their defense, their toughness, their physicality, their rebounding. Give just enough shooting to space the floor, but there is concern with the age for sure.
Now, obviously, let's assume they sign him. There could be other moves along the way, but for the time being, does he become a starter or is he a bench player?
Yeah, I think that would probably depend on the rest of their moves, but he could, I think, probably fill either role. You know, if you're looking for a low-usage, defensive-minded guy, you could slide him into the starting lineup. He might still only play 20, 25 minutes, depending on how they rotate their guys. But I think he would be a good fit alongside, you know, Harden, Maxey, and Embiid for sure.
All right. Now, the other player that was mentioned last night was Eric Gordon. Would you like the acquisition of Eric, or I guess the signing, because he opted out, the signing of Eric Gordon, or would you pass?
Yeah, no, he would. I think he's a little he's got 1 year left on a contract, so it would be a trade.
Okay.
And I think with that, there's 1 year and then there's an option for a second. It's a little bit less risky. But the problem with that is it's almost like an either-or move because you would have to probably trade Danny Green's contract to get that worked out, make that work money-wise. And then at that point, it would be tough to sign P.J. Tucker. I think he would help from a shooting perspective. Just as a high-volume shooter, a guy who has thrived alongside James Harden, the Sixers do not have very many high-volume shooters. And that kind of spacing would certainly help the Sixers. I would probably prioritize him a little bit over P.J. Tucker just because I am scared of that contract with P.J. Tucker. But, you know, they would both certainly help. The concern is it seems like Daryl is sort of pulling into his bag of old former Rockets players,
yeah.
Which I get. It's a learned, I guess, skill to play alongside of James Harden, or at least you have to get used to that a little bit. They're both valuable role players. I think they're both fill a role for sure.
Well, you're leading me right to my follow-up question, Derek. Eric Gordon, Houston Rocket. P.J. Tucker, former Houston Rocket. James Harden, former Rocket. He's a negotiation away from turning
sure.
the name of the Sixers into the Rockets.
Sure.
But years have gone by. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, I think both of them on their own are okay ideas. Like I said, that 3-year contract for PJ Tucker, which you assume it would take to get him to leave Miami, that does concern me. But they are both, you know, good players that I think the Sixers, quite frankly, need their archetype of. I think part of it might come down to circumstance. There just aren't that many free agents available who would fit what the Sixers are needing. But certainly you would like to see maybe a little more creativity. But I do think both of them would fit.
Are you expecting Daryl Morey to extend James Harden?
At some point, yes. I'm not sure if that is going to be day one in free agency. There's all kinds of cap reasons why he might opt into the final year of the contract. You'd have to wait a little while until they could offer an extension beyond that. But yes, I expect James Harden to be here. I expect James Harden to be here for a couple of years.
Now, hold on a minute, Derek. Now, you have a great feel for this. I'm not putting all the pressure on you to where I will hold you to it. But based on your feel, understanding Daryl Morey the way that you do, would you project a 2-year extension that doesn't include the player opt-in? Do you think he's going to give him 4 years? What do you think?
I think Daryl would like to give him a 2-year extension. Whether or not that will get it done, I'm not 100% sure. I think they have to keep it away from 5 years. I will say 2 years, but I think there's a chance this could be uncomfortable for us, yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Well, while we're talking about James Harden and P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon, there's a report that came out last night that Bradley Beal has decided to opt out the player option in his final year with the Washington Wizards to become an unrestricted free agent. Now, it could be a ploy to ultimately get more money out of Washington with a new 5-year deal, but I'm sure he will at least gauge interest from around the league. I don't know how the Sixers could make something like this happen, but should they at least make a phone call?
Make a phone call, sure. I think Bradley Beal is going to end up staying in Washington. I think this is opting out to get that 5-year contract locked in. So I don't think he's really necessarily on the market per se. But yeah, you make a phone call. My expectation is he will be back in Washington.
But can't you sell to him? Listen, you're going to be considered a losing player your whole career. You're never going to win anything in Washington. You come here to Philadelphia, sure, you'll take a little bit of less money, but we could win a title together. Wasn't he, prior to the acquisition of James Harden, number one on the list of Joel Embiid?
Yeah, reportedly. Look, that's a compelling argument to make. If I was Bradley Beal, I would understand that argument, but it's not like Washington is a newly losing franchise. Like, he's been there his whole career. He has not made any real effort to get out of that situation, and he can make the most money by staying in Washington. I think he's going to end up staying in Washington.
I like how you referred to them as newly losing. The crazy thing, Derek, about the numbers here is, you know, his former team, John Wall, is going to take the option for 40. He did not play at all last year with Houston, did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
And they're going to take a $47 million and then try to buy him out?
Yeah. No, that is one of the stranger, and nobody really talks about it. That is one of the stranger. I've never seen a player just and a team just willingly sit out like that an entire year. Well, I mean,
outside of Ben Simmons.
But, like, there's no acrimony there.
Yeah, that's
it is
the
a
crazy
very strange
thing.
Situation. They just don't want him.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is wild. Derek, do you think come tomorrow night the Sixers will be able to successfully trade Matisse Thybulle?
I think they certainly could. I think you could end up seeing Matisse packaged with either Danny Green to offer another team a little bit of salary relief or with a draft pick. I think the Sixers would like to get a couple $1 million shaved off of their cap number so they can stay under the apron and sign someone like P.J. Tucker, probably specifically P.J. Tucker, because they would then become hard capped at $155 million. So, yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance Matisse could be one of those casualties, cap casualties, so to speak. He's making a little over $4 million this year. Combine that with the pick, and you have a little bit of flexibility to go make those moves. I think there's this is a pretty big trade day. I think there's a pretty good chance someone like Matisse, and probably Matisse specifically, could be traded, yeah.
Hmm. Now, one other player I wanted to ask you about, and it's a tall task. He has 2 years left on his deal. They're the most expensive 2 years. But Tobias Harris is coming off arguably his best season as a professional, and in the playoffs for a majority of the games, played his role to perfection. Is there a way to sell him onto another team?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's still not a good contract, but he's only 2 years left, and that's a big. The number of years left is a big deal, especially because it lines up right with when a cap spike could occur. He's tradable at this point, I think. I don't think it is. Previous years, he was untradable because of the length of the contract and the dollars. I think you could find a team. The question is whether or not you can make a trade that would make sense. You know, I think the Sixers would like to improve their depth. So if you can get a couple of role players for him, or if you can package him with something else to go, you know, for that star, like you were talking about Bradley Beal, his $37 million would be necessary to make that trade. There's a chance. I think it's probably, I go back and forth a little bit. I think it's probably more likely than not that Tobias Harris is back with the team, but there's certainly a case and reasons why he could be included in deals this summer.
Final question I have for you, Derek. Yesterday, you're perusing your social media timeline, and you stumble upon an Instagram post from the one and only Ben Simmons deep sea fishing a mere weeks after back surgery. Derek, what was your reaction?
Well, I mean, my reaction was, I'm so glad I don't have to worry about this. But then my second reaction was, I already knew that I agreed to come on this, and I knew right after I sent that tweet that you were going to bring it up, and I was shooting myself in the foot, and now I would have to think about this. I am very happy that I don't have to debate whether or not he is working hard or whether or not he cares, because that is somebody else's problem, and I'm going to keep it that way, and that makes me very happy.
Well, just let the record show that Derek posted on social media a picture of LeBron James with sitting in his pool smiling with the caption, "Can't believe this is my life," the moment that he saw the Ben Simmons post.
It was a long couple years, John.
Isn't that better than videos of him shooting in the off season?
Look, at least we could have gotten the answer of if he could, make a shot, throw the ball in the ocean. We could at least figured that out.
We made you do it, Derek.
Derek Bodner does a great job covering the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a simple subscription. He's the best at it. The Daily Six newsletter. For links to all his stories, latest Sixers news, at Derek Bodner NBA on Twitter. Thanks, Derek.
Yep, thank you, John.
That's what I don't understand, though. The whole John Wall thing, there is no anima. Like, I don't understand. It's $47
million. I know.
And whatever he was paid last year, I'm assuming, was, what, $20, $30
million? Yeah.
Didn't play him.
It doesn't make any sense to me. They were in agreement that he wasn't going to play, but it was kind of a mutual agreement as opposed to Ben Simmons, please get your ass out on the court. Yeah, I mean, and again, remember who the former front office executive was that put them in part in that position is now our current president slash general manager. Lenny in Warminster's on WIP. Hey, Lenny.
Good morning.
Morning, Lenny. How you doing? Did you watch the Phillies last night?
No, I listened to the game. That's all.
Did you make it through the fifth inning without falling asleep?
Well, I did fall asleep. It's funny you should say that. But anyway... Now, here's the thing. The four major sports we have in town, right?
Okay.
What do you think is the toughest thing to do?
Baseball.
You mean to play on a daily basis?
To play on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. The mental grind, it's absolutely baseball.
That's one thing. But what is the toughest thing to do in baseball?
Hit a baseball.
You're damn right. Okay. Would you rather them be 15-4 or 4-15?
Well, of course you'd rather them be 15-4.
There you go. That's all I have really.
Well, you're okay. Damn right I do.
What the hell? I'd rather have $100 in my wallet than it be, full of, dryer lint. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Well,
I guess we got it.
Al, this call is right up your alley.
He's making the point. It's been a good month, despite all the stuff.
Lenny, I
you know what? That's an excellent point, Lenny. But we got to bitch about something. Johnson's here.
Yeah, this is the call of the morning, Lenny. Lenny, give me a player that you like that played for another team.
Only one guy came to mind, and I haven't wavered on this. And that's Lawrence Taylor.
Huh.
Well, he was a show.
He liked cocaine a little bit.
Well, yeah, but to watch him play, there was a guy on defense you never took your eye off.
I can't lie, though, Rhea. Yeah. The lightning bolt earring, it kind of bothered me. He always had an earring that had a lightning bolt on it.
Why would that bother you?
I don't know. It's one of those things you're like, come on.
No,
really?
Give him a
lightning
spin.
Bolt?
I'm okay with a spin.
All right, hang in there, Lang. I don't care for LT, but number five was selected.
I already got the Keith Jones autograph talking card.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Rick is going to be up next, and then you. We have plenty of time in our final two segments to squeeze in a bunch of calls. Al, speaking of social media, I was on there last night after I saw the Ben Simmons post.
The fishing. Fishing.
I saw other big news. I saw that our colleague, Howard Eskin, which I think you guys talked about, is going into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, all right, well, this is wonderful. You're going to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Howard's going to the Philadelphia Hall of Fame. And then I started saying, well, how many Hall of Fames do you have, Al? This is your first, right?
I think so, yeah.
I found out how many Howard is in last night because Howard let everybody know.
Oh, nice.
No, fill he you doesn't
in,
do that.
I'll fill you in on all the
and
details
by the
of
way,
that.
When we come back also, Howard has a story about Rob Gronkowski.
Is that so?
Yes, he does.
Oh, WIP Sports Time is 9:17.
Brought to you by the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Zach Wheeler starts for the Phils at Texas as they try to stem their two-game slide. This after the Rangers shut them out last night, 7-0. Phils, Rangers, 4 p.m. live right here on 94 WIP. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will read prepared remarks today before the House Oversight and Reform Committee in D.C., which is looking into the workplace of the Washington Commanders under Dan Snyder. Schefter says Goodell will then answer questions during what's expected to be a contentious session. Enjoy post-game fireworks with the family when the Iron Pigs take the field for their 4th of July celebration. Tickets for as low as $9 at ironpigsbaseball.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, partly cloudy skies, giving way to some p.m. showers, high of 80. It's currently 73. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
9:24. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. And, you know, it's been a lot of negativity this morning because the Phillies lost and there's some questionable rumors surrounding the Sixers come tomorrow night's draft.
Yes. Now, what's their deal with their draft? They have to draft and trade? What's the...
So, you can't trade a draft pick in successive years, in consecutive years.
Right.
And because thanks to Brian Colangelo and Daryl Morey, you cannot actually trade a draft pick until 2029, a first-round pick. I mean, it's that many years from now. But there is ways to finagle it.
So like, you just draft him and he shows up with another team's hat.
Yeah, which happens all the time. You know,
I love that.
Said team wants to make a trade. They want to draft this player. You draft that player and then trade him to said team as part of a trade. So in terms of we've got to spin in some positive news, Al.
Mm-hmm.
So, last week was wonderful. We found out, you know, you were being inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame come November. And then this week we get news that another colleague here at WIP.
Who's that?
Will be going into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh,
the
cool.
One and only Howard Eskin.
Nice.
And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome he'll be going into that. And, I was always curious. Like, I think Howard is in multiple halls of fame. Like, I'm not exactly sure what they are, but I know I've heard him inducted into other halls of fame.
Yeah.
So yesterday, somebody wrote this really nice story about Howard going into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. And Howard, on social media, he quote tweets it, saying, "Thank you so much for the mention. I can't wait to go in. It's an honor," et cetera, et cetera. And so what transpires after that, I find really fascinating. And Al, I'm hoping you can explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I should not be seeing this on my social media timeline, but the way that Twitter is designed now, it's like an algorithm to where it's like, you may like this, so we'll let you see it on your timeline, and maybe you see more of it later on. So I see this quote tweet from Howard with a link to the story. And then underneath it is a lot of people, commenting, saying, "Congratulations, it's awesome," etc. And one person in particular replies, "Third Hall of Fame for Howard!" Mm-hmm. Congratulating him.
Nice.
Howard replied to it.
Oh.
"It's the fourth Hall of Fame."
Four for four.
Al, your thoughts on said comment?
Well, that's, Howard.
Just wants to get it right.
Yeah, he keeps track. Yeah, he keeps track. Good for Howard. He doesn't mind promoting himself.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's good.
Good for him.
I'm happy for Howard. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got a story about Gronk that he tweeted out just a couple minutes ago.
Oh.
Said Gronk may have announced his retirement, but that's not happening.
Mm. What?
"Someone close to Gronk has told me he promised Tom Brady he would return to the Bucs this season. He just doesn't want to go to training camp."
No way. Oh, we dedicated our whole prize topic to this.
Could have come here.
Start the show over.
We got to reset the board here. We got to bring a whole new prize list in. Gronk retiring just so he doesn't have to go to training camp. Brady gives him the call. All right.
Well, Mike Quick never liked to go to training camp. Didn't he used to hold out all the time?
Yeah, I guess he did. You're right. Huh.
You guys are dopes.
Some guys don't need it. With Gronk, with him,
they don't need
honest
it
to God.
All the injuries.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
I think he's crazy for coming back and if he does come back.
Why?
Well, Brady should be responsible for his whole health. He can't even move. You watch him on the field.
But even with limited mobility, he's a monster
out there. But you know what it's like. With the players we know from around here that have played in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they actually look at the end of their careers like they could still move. This guy's got, it always looked like he's got a flat tire.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
You're right.
If Brady thought at all about him, he would not do this.
Tell him to come back for the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised more players don't actually do that.
I know.
Just sign a contract worth half and, play at the end.
Again, you have to be an all-time great in order to have that type of gravitas.
Yeah.
And Gronk is probably the most menacing tight end I can remember. I don't know if he still does this, Al. I've always, I don't want to say admired, but I can't believe someone is able to do this in today's day and age. Since the pandemic, this may not be happening anymore. But Gronk, every year, used to host his own cruise.
Oh, yeah.
He was the only man on the cruise. It was him and a bunch of single women only. And it wasn't like five women. It was like 100 different people. That's unbelievable. I mean, he's the meathead of meatheads.
Yeah, no, he's proud of it. It's a frat party the whole time.
I think there was more than just women and Gronk on that cruise, by the way, because I know a guy.
Well, there were staffers.
No, there was no. I know we actually had a guy. His name was Keith, who used to help us out on the show. His girlfriend at the time, his now wife, got him the Grunk Cruise as a present. And he went and he said the best thing about it was that Grunk's family is all like all the same. They were like playing beer pong. They were playing like beer pong with like the people who went on the cruise. Yeah, like he said that they were really welcoming. They just like hung out with everybody just regular.
It's like a movie where the same actor plays five roles but just puts a couple different wigs and clothes on.
Kind of, because yeah, apparently all of his brothers are the same. His dad was playing beer pong. They were like all hanging out.
Oh, that's a hell of a party.
It is. It looked like a blast. He looks like one of those guys just, he's always going to have a good time. I wonder if he could be a broadcaster. I don't know that he could.
It might not work because he's just a little too goofy and I don't think his attention span lasts that long.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I think he was good.
You need a guy like that. I'm telling you, need guys like that in any office you work in. Locker rooms. I think you need to have a loosey goosey guy.
Yeah,
they're comic relief.
Well, it releases tension. You know,
that was great.
I think he was going to announce for wrestling for WWE. I think WWE.
Oh, he's doing that now.
Or AFW might have brought him in at one point.
Yeah,
Bill would definitely know more on the topic. But when he retired last time, that's what he did. He said he was going to come out and be part of wrestling.
Oh, yeah, he's already into a bunch of things. Yeah, like my kids, two of my kids aren't even into sports, but they know who he is because he hosts some show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So he's into everything already. Rick in Doylestown is on WIP. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing, Rick?
All right. I know you guys have been talking about the offensive ineptitude of Castellanos and Real Muto. I don't know if it's been missed, probably has been talked about, but I didn't hear it, is the $6 million waste of money we have in the bullpen right now.
Oh.
You know, 1 year deal with Familia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We opened with that.
Yeah. No, Familia allowing a pair of two-run home runs yesterday, and his ERA has ballooned to 5.5.
I mean, it's frustrating. At least, I guess if there's a positive, he didn't have to stop to tie his shoes, so he is getting better.
Well, Rick, Rick, should we be throwing more criticism at Dave Dombrowski based on his offseason acquisitions?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Knievel and Familia, they're bought in to bolster the bullpen, and they're actually worse.
Yeah, they're complete liabilities out there. Knievel can't even throw he was a two-pitch pitcher. Now he can't even throw his one pitch and locate it. He's an absolute liability out there. You see, Familia can't locate his stuff. I don't know what he has left, but he's just giving up runs. And then, Rick, the other player I brought up, a bat, who has signed a 5-year, $100 million deal, Nick Castellanos. My goodness, last night alone, 0-for-4, left 5 on base.
It's frustrating because you can't hide him in right field either, so you're getting nothing.
Yeah.
Defensive liability, his bat is what's supposed to be the key to the success, and he's been worse than Real Muto.
Right, I totally agree. Rick, give us a player that you always liked that plays for another team.
I jumped on late, so hopefully this wasn't said. If it wasn't, I'm happy to say it. Class act on and off the field, Walter Payton.
Payton. Nobody has said Walter Payton. That gets a nice spin on the wheel. Number 12, that's
you
a prize.
You get the Phillies vintage bobblehead.
Now, Al.
Vintage.
Considering the Phillies' shortcomings, right? We know the roster's flawed, but they've also spent more money than they've ever spent in the history of the franchise on a single season. So they're all in for the here and the now.
Well, they're not all in yet.
They're not all. What do you mean?
You can still get stuff done.
Oh, no. That's why I'm about to bring pose this question to you. The Major League Baseball trade deadline isn't until August 2nd.
Until then.
Yeah, it's an eon away. I mean, shouldn't Dave Dombrowski be on the phones at this very moment to acquire pen pieces?
Yeah, first thing he'll do is have to get rid of some pieces, right? Sign somebody? I mean, they get rid of some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised in baseball. Somebody thinks they can fix somebody you have.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, there's always someone who's willing to take, look at James Norwood.
Yeah.
He's now part of your Boston Red Sox. Yeah, good luck.
Well, you never know. Who's the starting pitcher that's there? Pavetta.
Yeah, Nick Pavetta. Yeah, who was, Nick Pavetta was such a lost cause. I still remember covering more than one season of him. And you go into the clubhouse after he had a horrible performance, and he would just be mad at everybody else and never take accountability. So I don't know what transpired from the time he was let go in Philly.
So you get maybe move something, and then there's no way they don't do something with that bullpen. There's just no way.
No. When you say do something, I'm talking like now, like in the next 2 to 3 weeks, not August 2nd.
I think that's waiting too long.
It is, because you wait by then, you could be experiencing this for the next 6 weeks. You got to make a move.
Absolutely. And they look, he's not a guy that has much patience. I mean, he waited with the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Waited a week or two long.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean,
I'm telling you, the owner probably played a part in that.
But once you start the season with him, you kind of got to. I mean, realistically, it wasn't that long of a wait when you look at what's gone on in baseball.
He was the first manager fired in season since 2019.
Yeah, and so. It took another day.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. We still have multiple prizes available on the prize wheel. How would you like a hand in stone massage and facial gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial? How about some WIP swag? How about a bunch of other stuff that we have on this prize wheel? Easy way to get a spin. Rob Gronkowski retired, whether it's for the time being or not. He's still officially retired.
Howard says he's coming back.
I believe Howard. A player we always like but plays for another team. Give us someone else who fits that description. You'll get a spin on the prize wheel. Final segment coming up. Al, also on the other side, I got a story I got to tell to Rhea, actually, about two of the worst people on earth who committed a crime but could never actually do jail time for it. I'll fill you in on the other side. Our time's 9:35.
Hey, you know somebody that needs an aortic aneurysm, has one, or needs an aortic dissection? Well, the Aortic Center at Cooper University Healthcare is one of the region's top programs. So you want to get involved with this program. It's led by the internationally renowned surgeon, Joseph Lombardi, and their team of vascular experts. They're leaders in the field of aortic diseases, develop new treatments, technologies, and superior patient care. Their team works really closely with each patient to identify the best treatment options for their disease and for their lifestyle. Now, that includes minimally invasive options in over 80% of their patients. It's the region's leading academic health system. Cooper offers patients the latest new devices and access to groundbreaking clinical trials right here in the tri-state area. So learn why Cooper was named a high-performing hospital for abdominal aortic aneurysm repair by the U.S. News & World Report. The expert at Cooper's Aortic Center are your first choice for coordinated, compassionate, and complete vascular health care. Just visit cooperhealth.org/aortic disease.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9:41, final segment of the WIP Morning Show. Get on the lines. We're going to run through your calls in just a moment and hopefully clear off the prize wheel for, I think, it would only be the second or third time ever in the history of the WIP Morning Show. But before we do that, Rhea, I have the most fascinating story to tell you.
Yes.
I shared it with Al a couple days back, but I would love to be able to share it with you and the rest of the listening audience. So it's a story about a couple. They're in love. They're getting married. They are huge Disney fanatics.
Okay.
Like, they visit Disney World multiple times a year. It has been a huge part of their relationship. So they make the decision, when we get married, when we tie the knot, we would love for it to be in Disney World. Mm-hmm. So they go through all the workings and the, you know, everything you have to do to arrange it. They invite a decent-sized guest list of family and friends to be there to witness this wonderful occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to the wedding. They are such big Disney fanatics, they would love for Mickey and Minnie to be a part of the actual wedding itself. And because it's in Disney World, they're, you know, they, I mean, it's outrageously priced anyway, but they, if you're going to get married there, they give you this list of other things you can have added to your actual wedding.
Oh, boy!
To enjoy the festivities. One of them, during your first dance, Mickey and Minnie will appear, stay for 30 minutes, and then leave. Like, you know, two people in the costume, hello, everybody, and they'll, I don't know what they do for 30 minutes, but then they leave. So they decide, we want this option. This would be lovely.
Okay.
So we go to the wedding. They tie the knot. There's all these guests there. Mickey and Minnie make their appearance.
Sure thing.
So after they have their first dance, Mickey and Minnie leave, the new husband and wife, the newlyweds. They sit down at this head table. They're only there by themselves at this head table. And, you know, the server comes and they start giving them food. The rest of the those in attendance are sitting there with, you know, they had cocktail hour, but they're sitting there with a drink or nothing at all. And they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting. Nobody's getting any food. Nothing's being brought to the tables, just to the husband and wife.
They got food.
The husband and wife got food.
Got it. Okay.
So, you know, people are murmuring,
so
what's going on
here?
So at some point, after I don't know how much time elapses, a couple people in attendance, they flag down people working there. And they say, "What's the deal? Where's our food?" "Oh, it's out there. It's available for purchase." They didn't know that the husband and wife had made changes to the wedding itself to where food was no longer being served, but the guests had to buy their own food.
Buy it from where?
From there's like you go down like this corridor and there's this whole lunch area where you can buy it from the hotel in Disney where it was being held
at. Like a buffet kind of a thing?
No, it's like a counter food. Like, you know, like a, hey, can I, we got hot dogs, we got chicken fingers, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God,
like
are
the
you
middle
serious?
Of it. Yeah, well, here's what.
And they got their meal.
Well, all the guests are bad. Well, why would you do this? We had no idea. Because when they looked at the invitation and they said we were attending, it said food is available. That's all it said, was food was available. Well, here's what happened. We find out in hindsight, because these two individuals should be in jail. When they saw the option that Mickey and Minnie could make an appearance, they had a certain amount of money to spend on this wedding. So they had to make a decision. Do we include Mickey and Minnie, or do we feed our guests? They chose to use that money, which I found out was $1,800, to have Mickey and Minnie appear for 30 minutes and say, screw the guests, they can pay for their own food.
So I guess we have some issues.
These are guests who, I'm assuming, flew into Disney?
Yes!
Wow.
They weren't even from Florida. Everybody flew in, had to pay for their own hotel, and then they got shafted, had to pay for their own food. Rhea, I know this isn't technically a crime, but how do we imprison these two people? They're the worst kind of people you could ever meet.
Cut off. I mean, you don't ever talk to them ever again.
Well, the reason this became a story is because several people in attendance are speaking about it and saying they will never speak to this couple again.
When you're an adult and you have to have Mickey and Minnie, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Al, like what?
Now, this has nothing to do with adults who love to go to Disney, because that's... I know Wechter went for years and years and years. Disney's fun.
Yeah.
But to have Mickey and Minnie, that's a little creepy.
Al, what do you think of two adults who need mascots appear at their wedding?
I don't even know what I would do with the gift. I guess it's already given, right?
If it's an envelope,
I go get it.
Yeah, I go get the money in cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Well, there was a follow-up to the story.
Oh, no.
This may speak more to these individuals who got married. So they didn't even pay for their own wedding. the parents of the bride and the groom said, you know, we'd love to pay for this wedding. Here is what we have.
Oh, so they embarrassed them?
They embarrassed them. They said, here's the money. Do with it what you will for your wedding. You know, we can't wait to be there. So the money given to them by the parents, they decided not to eat. Not even the parents were fed. Everybody had to pay for their own food.
Oh, my God.
Al, these people deserve to be in jail.
They don't deserve any friends.
Yeah, they don't.
That's the up.
Well, many have written them off since.
Well, I guess.
How old are they?
I don't. It didn't list their age. Oh. But, you know, judging by all the little details, they clearly don't live in the same universe we do anyway. So this is it's a fascinating story. I hope
parents gave them the money.
I hope to get like a year update. You know, maybe like 11 months from now, I'll get an update on
that
what happened with that.
That marriage has virtually no chance of surviving.
Hold on right now. Get out there and make me some goddamn money.
Oh, no, Joe Rector. Did you just have to flip yourself? That has never happened in 30 years of Joe Rector doing the show. He just had to blip himself from playing a cut.
I didn't know Mickey Mouse had that kind of language.
Goodness.
Oh, my God.
Scarring kids. Kids are out of school, Joe.
Hold on a minute. I need some sage advice. Jason from the Dirty 30 is on WIP. Jason, I've never heard of a wedding like this before in my life.
That's crazy.
My goodness. Jason, are you a big fan of Mickey and Minnie?
I am. You know, but I don't think I would, you know, not to that extent.
Yeah, not like that. I mean, maybe if Swoop could make an appearance, say hello, and, you know, get the heck out
That'd
of there.
Be cool.
But, I mean, you know, Mickey's got to be there for the first dance. That's kind of strange, Jason.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy.
So what's going on, Jason?
I want to talk about the Sixers. What do you think? Do you think they're going to make a blockbuster trade?
Blockbuster trade is slim chance. They will make multiple moves. Daryl Morey is never someone to sit on his hands. The question is, are these moves that we like? And here's what I have learned, experience with Daryl Morey, when he first started covering him more and just learning more about him. One of his major weaknesses, Al, is he's very loose-lipped when he's very proud of something that he did. Like, he'll tell certain people knowing that they will make it a public ordeal. Like the P.J. Tucker stuff. This comes directly from Daryl Morey. Like, he think, oh, the guy that stopped the Sixers in the playoffs, I'm going to bring him on board. He's going to be one of us. I want everybody to know this. I'm offering him a 3-year deal. Nobody else is going to offer him 3 years. That's why he's going to be a Sixer. And it's a flaw of Daryl Morey, Jason.
Yeah. And I got a player that I really like.
Who?
I'm a diehard Penn State fan. Mm-hmm. Always liked him. Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson. Good running back. Hang in there, Jason. What happened to Larry Johnson? Number 11, Al. Number 11 wins a prize.
WIP gray t-shirt.
Ooh. Al, I've yet to bring this up. I'm glad Jason reminded me of it. That's been the one major flaw of Daryl Morey. Like, he's overly confident. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But
so if he was in 4 Hall of Fames, he'd tell you.
When he...
Al, when, that's not right.
When he is proud of something, he's convinced, you know, he's got the one-up on everybody else.
Yeah. He's making $1 billion. You got to think he did something right.
No, but he can become very loose-lipped. Oh. Like, a lot of rumors come out because of Daryl Morey. They're not, you know, being made up out of thin air or a hot take. Let me see if this sticks. They come from Morey himself. Like, the fact that they're trying to trade the first-round pick and Matisse Thybulle. I mean, Wojnarowski and Windhorst can get that from a number of places, but I guarantee it came from Daryl Morey. I mean, this is the stuff he wants to be out there to say he's wheeling and dealing, stay behind me, Sixers fans.
I don't mind it. I kind of like the rumor stuff.
Well, for this, it's wonderful.
Yeah,
sure.
It is.
Rumors keep the interest going.
Yeah, keep the interest going. And it's not like they don't do anything. It's like it doesn't go anywhere. It's all nonsense.
Mm.
I wonder sometimes if they don't do it to just get a react, to see what the reaction's going to be.
To gauge public opinion?
Yeah, some of that, or what the players think, other players or whatever, you know?
Maybe other players, yes. I can't imagine Daryl Morey gives a hoot what you know,
well, the
Joe
Sixers
fan
don't have
feels.
The Sixers don't have
right
to. For whatever they've gone through, and whatever, if you think that they've gone backwards, they haven't gone backwards in terms of people wanting to be in the building. I don't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a back order for season tickets.
Season tickets, and I think if you're a network, it's a team you want on, right?
Yeah, they are national draw.
Really? Mm-hmm. If they do nothing.
Well, we heard Andrew Perloff when he was on with us. He said a lot of what they talk about on the air is about James Harden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
a huge national story.
That's a national story still. Even the fact of what they're going to do with James Harden, that's amazing to me. For a guy approaching his mid-30s who could be entering the twilight of his career on the court in front of our own two eyes is still as big a story as he is. David in Narberth is on WIP. How you doing, David?
Good morning, man. How y'all doing today?
Doing good, David. What did you want to talk about?
Talking Mickey Mouse wedding? I can sing. I'd rather have Gritty come out to my wedding, you know.
Oh. Well, I think most people would rather have Fanatic, Gritty.
I'd rather have food.
Can't you know the food while I want coffee? You know, can't you know that?
Yeah.
The PJ Tucker thing, I like him. He's a good guy in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being a deal, that might be a little too much.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, David. And by the way, I'm going to get to that. David, give me someone, a player you always liked that played for another team.
I always love him, and I wish he was an Eagle, Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders, yeah, that would have been number. Yeah. Oh, we did it, Al. We did it. What's number two?
The Hand and Stone Massage and Spatial Gift Card, 50-minute massage or facial. Visit anyone of their 60 locations in the area. Just go to handandstone.com.
At 9:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on June the 22nd, 2022, ladies and gentlemen, we have cleared the prize wheel. All 12 prizes have been awarded. Al, this is a first, and you were the spinner of this.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what this means.
I cheated.
Oh.
Exactly.
You didn't have to say that out loud. real quick, I want to squeeze this in that David brought up, Al Morgani, about P.J. Tucker. When it comes to a player like this, and who will attract attention from probably half the league, even though he's 37, but no one other than the Sixers, as of right now, is, at least to our knowledge, is offering him a 3-year contract. Is this the only way to – does that further speak to where the Sixers are, that you have to stand out to draw the attention? The mindset is like the Sixers are in purgatory right now, right?
Yeah.
James Harden's a big question mark. They could extend him. Joel Embiid, you know, it's like how much longer you have with him. The Sixers are a destination, but they may not be a top five destination for a free agent in the NBA.
True. Yeah.
So you have to offer a little bit more in order to make it happen.
Yeah. I don't find it a 3-year contract. He looked in good shape. I don't think it's a horrible move if they do it. I don't know how many. I mean,
well, maybe it'll be a 2-year with a team option for a third.
Maybe.
All right.
Will there be a lot of competition?
Fanfare?
Will there be a lot of competition?
I'm sure. There'll be 1-year offers being thrown his way. I don't know about 3. Well, we'll see. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Let's do a wrap.
Let's do that. So Ben Simmons is no longer our problem, but doesn't mean we can't still mock him after posting a picture, deep sea fishing, just had back surgery, and Rhea, headline of the day.
He's going deep sea fishing. Your thoughts?
Did he catch anything?
He did, Al. He caught it, tried to throw it back, he missed the water.
How am I going to do what?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. New Silverado's in stock, ready for immediate delivery and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Is Howie Roseman the best GM in Philly? 82% say yes.
Ooh, all right. Thanks to Ava Graham, Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, producer Joseph A. Wexler Jr. I'll be back on the greatest overnight show ever tonight. Angelo back tomorrow. How was the show today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.